Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello,
And I
everybody.
hope they didn't catch the face I was making as it went.
You guys don't know is what we're hearing in the background before they set us live. So we're going to blame Don for that? Yep. No, we won't. No blaming. Oh, so we have adventures because it's been a couple of weeks.
It has. And you're probably wondering why we weren't on.
I was. Why weren't we on?
Why weren't we on? Why? What was going on? She's like, I want to be on. Well, you were on.
Yeah, I'm always on.
So don't worry. She was on. So just. But yeah, we were planning to do. Okay, we were going to do this. Where do you think we are? But I think you probably know where we are now because Tracy put all the Facebook pictures out on Facebook. Okay. But anyway, anybody who didn't know, I mean, guess where we were? Guess where she was?
Yeah, guess where I went?
Guess where we were? Because we were someplace together.
Yeah, we were there together.
Yeah.
And let's see. We got to let people get in the room here.
Absolutely. Let them know where to be sure and come to. And
yeah. I always love that. Well, if you're not listening to this through the BBS radio on Facebook, please come over there and join us live because that's where our video is and our chat room is. If you go to BBS Radio TV on Facebook, and we would love to have you come in and join us in the chat room because we're talking, we're going to be showing things today. We're going to be doing the visuals. So you're going to want to see that.
Doing things from our adventures, sharing
adventures. Yes, so, the big adventures.
So should we give some hints? What are some hints?
Yeah.
Where we were.
Here's my hint.
Oh, here we go.
I have a lot of hints. There we are. Those are beautiful hints. Here's some more hints.
I mean, where could something like that come from?
Yeah.
I want to hear from you. We also want to hear where you're from. Because I know we've been gone. We've been off, but we know you're here.
We've been MIA. We're missing.
I mean, yeah.
So last week, we really did want to come in together because that was kind of our goal is to start, if we can, to do shows when we're together. And so,
right.
And we have a couple opportunities that are showing up that we can do that. So we were gung-ho. We were going to do it. But we had to be kind of in a cave that day.
Yeah, you know, things happen and we just it yeah, we were in a cave, literally
in a cave.
And it was like, this isn't gonna work for us to do the show.
No, we had to succumb to the timing and the stress levels it would have created to try to get back to do the show in time. But we did have quite the adventures with the girls in the office. We had Leah with
us. Another clue.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Ooh. So far, we only have Corey. And again, last time I wasn't seeing everybody's posts. So I'm just going to refresh and see if that helps. Now I did something even worse. I don't know what I did. I don't know.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Now I've got two sounds going on. So all you guys, come on over, join us in the chat room, tell us where you think we were and tell us where you are. We would love to know.
Yes, we want to know where you are too and where you were.
Yeah, where did you go?
Yeah, I mean, you weren't here, so where were you?
Yeah, we want to know. If you're not on my Facebook page, you got to get over there. It's Tracy Mahan CHT if you want to go take a look at the pictures. If you want some hints, but there's lots and lots of pictures over there. Beautiful countryside. I was in love with that. The views were endless where I was. It's still a mystery. Nobody's guessing at this point. I'm just watching that chat room.
Okay. We've
got a couple that say hello and that they've missed us. Amy's in Dallas. I was in Dallas.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
I was in Dallas for a little longer than I wanted to be in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Corey's saying, is it a crazy place? Of course it's a crazy place. And I have a feeling Corey might know where it was, but I don't know. Okay. Yes. It's a crazy place because we were there together and making crazy.
Yes.
But yeah, we had a good time. Mm-hmm. Had some fun adventures set up for the good time.
Yep.
And no, we were not in California.
No, we were not.
Yeah. Mentally.
The next time we travel. Next time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a big hint. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, Sherry. Oh, I love that. Okay, so yeah, Sherry guessed Arkansas. And then
where in Arkansas?
Oh, it's getting more specific. Oh my goodness. Let's narrow it down.
Very good, very good.
And then Carol says near where Julia lives. Bing. Together we create the energy. All right, we got it. And oh, Corey's in California. I thought that was the guess of where we
are. Oh, okay. Well, we'll come see you, Corey.
Yeah, we're coming to California. We're going to do that too. So, mm-hmm. Funny.
Yes, Tracy came here. So
that's right. I saw that fish tank and that picture behind her in person.
In person.
And you know who else I met in person?
Who did you meet?
Rocket.
Yes. And isn't he gorgeous? Isn't he lovely?
Gorgeous. Did you lock him outside so I wouldn't call him? I did kind of maybe threaten that I would do that.
Well, but he on his own decided that there was something outside he needed to go investigate.
Uh-huh.
And he's still out there investigating.
Yeah. Nice play. Nice play. Well done. So I tried maybe to get Rocket to jump in the car and go home with me, but didn't happen. So beautiful, beautiful Arkansas. If you haven't been there, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. Just don't go during the thunder and lightning storms. You may or may not get out of there.
and for some reason, we're having some really torrential rains right now. We're having rains as if it were April. This is what normally happens in April. This kind of raining doesn't usually happen in June, July. Now, I mean,
I will say this, though. We were supposed to have those rains when I got there. It said there was going to be thunderstorms all week. And so we weren't sure how that was going to play out. I got there. Absolutely gorgeous weather. Beautiful, beautiful. Stayed in an absolutely amazing little Airbnb with a fabulous view. Got to see fireflies for the first time. And I may or may not go into my reaction to that. And then,
no, I mean, I went into a childlike
wonderment.
Yes. Yeah. And you were in, I mean, you were in a B&B, but you were in the country.
Oh, totally.
You're in the boonies. You're like where I live. I'm in the boonies. Yeah. Would you say I'm in the boonies?
Oh, I would say you are in the boonies. They told me, watch out for the banjos playing on your way to Julia's house. And I think I heard them. What is that noise? No, that's so funny. But no, you are out there a little ways. It's a beautiful area. Absolutely stunning. And then I was in the other direction in an Airbnb, mm-hmm. and equally as stunning. They had these rolling hills and it was just, it was amazing. If you go to my Facebook page, I do have the pictures there. And a lot of you that are here have already seen them because you've either liked or commented on them. But gorgeous weather. It was gorgeous.
It was really nice. Now the day we went and got your little jewels there, it was hot. and we can talk about those. I'd like to do a day by day.
Okay. I'm gonna let you lead and I'm just gonna follow.
But that day it was really hot, and you know, we were out there, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But it was very nice. I mean, it wasn't, even on the hottest day, it wasn't as hot as it was at your home where you came from.
Oh, true. Yeah, I escaped the heat in Oregon. It was up to 117 in some places in Oregon. I was like, that's unheard of. And then I come home and it's cloudy and overcast. Today's sunny, but it's in the 80s. Yeah, so yeah, they all survived it.
So I want you to tell, because like the first night, you know, you came in and it was kind of, it was late. It was after dark for sure. And I dropped you off at the Airbnb. We kind of looked at everything. And then you stayed out. They had a beautiful balcony, a little deck out at the back. Gorgeous view. Just, you know.
But I didn't know the view yet. Yeah. Right. So this is first night. It's dark. It's like 10 o'clock at night, I think. Mm-hmm. And And yeah, Julia escorted me to make sure I made it okay, which was awesome. And so we get into the house and oh my gosh, it was one of those houses that the advertisement or whatever on the Airbnb just didn't do it justice. Yeah. You know, it was just a gorgeous little farmhouse and so much fun and so much character to it. So go out on the back on the deck, and Julia had left. So it's just me and nature at this point. And so all the lights are dim. I'm sitting out there and I'm just hearing all the sounds. And remember, it was a gorgeous day. So there was this beautiful sunset and everything that had happened. I'm sitting out there and all of a sudden, and preface, there are no fireflies in Oregon. I've seen one. So I'm sitting there, pretty soon this light shines out in the distance. I'm like, what was that? What was that? And then it happens again. It happens over here. I'm like, oh, shoot, somebody out there? What the heck? What's going on? So I'm freaking out because I don't know where these lights are coming from or why. I never realized how bright they were either. So I'm just like, holy cow, what is out there? And I'm at this point, I'm leaning forward and I'm kind of looking and a little bit cautious. And then I stood up and I'm kind of going to the edge of the deck because they keep lighting up. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Did the, and I'm thinking in my mind, did the owner stick some lights out there? I mean, again, never crossed my mind that there was fireflies. Then one zips by my head and lights up. And I was like, oh my God, I just saw a firefly. Oh, and I swear to God, I was maybe 5 years old again, just going, oh my gosh, firefly. So I'm looking at all these little fireflies lighting up outside and I'm just thinking, this looks so magical. And then I look over and as if it couldn't get more magical than that, I look over and here is a giant bighorn owl sitting in a tree, like what, maybe 10 feet in front of me. It was like right there. And the way the sky was lighting, all I could see is its silhouette and it was huge. And I was just like, and this is where I just make myself laugh again because I'm by myself and I'm going, an owl! And of course that startles the owl so that it's like whoop, it takes off and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just like somebody had landed me in some stupid fairy tale and I'm just enjoying it and it was fun. So of course I had to go look it all up and have fun because that was actually the second owl I had seen. Because I saw one a day or two before I left. And I actually put that on my Facebook page too. Because I was like, oh my gosh, you never see owls. Mm-hmm. And so here I'm seeing one at home before I left. And then I saw one in the tree there and never saw it again. Never
as you got there. You saw one as soon as you got there. So that's
as really soon cool. as I got there. Yeah, it was like mm-hmm. right off of that. So that's how I went to bed that night. It's just like, buzzed.
I think the owners of the property, it was like cue fireflies, cue owl.
Yeah. Oh, but here's the part that got me to go inside because I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cool out here. Oh, there's an owl, there's fireflies. Oh, I hope they don't have bears. Oh, and I did. I literally was sitting there going, what if they do have bears? It can mm-hmm. get up here on the deck and then maybe I should go inside. Maybe I shouldn't be sitting out here at night. I didn't see any bears. I did not manifest it because then I thought, oh no, I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm going to manifest something. So I went inside, went into safety, but it was wonderful. So that was day one.
Yeah. Day two, we're still pulling everybody together. So doing airport runs and things like that. So I don't know that we did any, there wasn't any, was there anything that.
You just kind of showed me around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I went to see the girls at the office. And so hello to Jenny and Summer.
Yeah.
Miss my girls. And
well, the dogs came up that morning. So we were out there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You came by. We sat out, had our little coffee moment. And the people that owned the house, their home was just further up the driveway. Mm-hmm. And so they had these, well, not little. It was, I don't even know. One of them was a little Scotty dog for sure, but the other one, I don't know. It was big. It was probably 100-some-pound dog, mm-hmm. but it had that same look. This, so one of you guys listening probably knows what kind of dog it is. It looks like a Scotty dog. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They were adorable.
We
absolutely gave us gave us our morning love mm-hmm. and got us kickstarted with good hugs and kisses. And that was a fun treat. And then they had the hound dog, little Miss Hound Dog. And we didn't know any of their names, but we enjoyed them. A couple of times they came by, so that was good. But when we left, Julia and I felt really bad because they were sitting by the car looking at us like, don't we get to go with you?
Yeah, what?
We probably could have easily put those dogs in our car. Mm-hmm. They went for a ride. They looked but they were so sweet. And that was a nice little treat too, because they didn't know we were going to get doggy time.
No. So, not at all. That was, oh, and they also had a peacock that we kept hearing.
Yes. Hearing, not seeing the peacock.
Just heard it. We went up there to see it.
Yeah.
There was a peacock.
There was a peacock. Yeah. Oh, and they made sure to say hello a lot.
Yes.
When they were out there.
They didn't have roosters. They had peacocks.
I think it was my dad always said, peacocks, you'll know a peacock because it sounds like it's yelling help. And so it goes, help, help.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I never thought of it that way.
Now you will. You won't be able to get that out of your mind now.
I just don't want to hear it because we used to have neighbors that had a lot of peacocks. And so I know their signature cry. So anyway, so then now we're on the third day and that's our big.
Yeah, our third day. But we did pick up Leah.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. joined the group. So there was five of us total. And that's a good number, you know. Mm-hmm. We all kept looking for the sixth person. We're not sure who it was. We all had a turn waiting for the sixth. Are we all here? Who's missing? Yeah. So that was interesting too. So yes, the first day was the mining for the third day.
Yeah, we went to the crystal mine, one of the crystal mines in Arkansas. And from research and trying to get information, Leah was wanting some information ahead of time. When I was researching that, I found out there's a lot of crystal mines in Arkansas. I didn't know that. I thought,
that's a couple. That's so cool. Yeah, because mm-hmm. it was such a fun trip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have turned the heat down a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was a really hot day. Mm-hmm. So, but here's the fun part. So I knew that I had to get this on my suitcase, right? So I was fairly disciplined, but even being disciplined, look at how many of these mm-hmm. stones I have.
Yeah. You know,
then like those I said, there was the really shiny clear quartz ones too. But
and when you got them, I mean, you don't have any that haven't been washed off yet.
So you don't know what you got, really.
No, you don't at all. And mine are still out in the car. I haven't washed them yet. They're still in the back. So I didn't even bring them in so you can see what one looks like when you dig it up.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. But it looks like a dirt clod and when you dig it up. And then we had some, like all of you guys were local, but Leah had the mindset that she was local. And that was a lot of fun because
I think she did.
She was really loading down her bucket. And I had like this little bag going, I got to fit this in my suitcase.
Yeah.
Leah's like, crystals, crystals.
Yeah, she got hers in her suitcase, but it was a heavy burger.
Yeah, it was. She paid for that. So
I hope she got some good stuff in there.
I haven't had any updates on that. So maybe if she's watching, she'll update us.
But that was a long day. We had so much fun that day. It was just, you know, it's a like a 3.5-4 hour drive each way to the place, and we stopped in there to get something to eat. And
the shack, we'll do a shout out to the shack.
And we were there for about a little over two hours, I guess. And then, you know, so it was a really long day, but it was a full on, it was so much fun. We had so much fun together, you know, just a great
day. Even the time in the car, the conversations, and just, mm-hmm. you know, it was like, some of it was therapy. Some of it was just giggling and laughing. Some of it was just, you know, just basic conversations. I mean, there was just a lot of stuff going on, but always something entertaining.
Yeah. And so if anybody's interested, this is something we were doing. We're kind of scoping it out to see. I mean, I've done it before as an event with practitioners for a reunion. And so we're kind of looking at it again to see if that's something that we would like to do. So if anybody would be interested in doing that, we're really thinking about that. So, because
let me tell you, you are interested. Yeah. It was fun. It was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun time. And yeah, it is. It was a little bit of a drive, but it was, that was just part of the journey. I mean, the digging the stones was like this little piece to what was the much bigger part, was all of us spending all that time together and talking. And we brought Sophia with us, which was Summer's dog. And oh my gosh, that dog, I swear, knows when you have a camera. It's like, it just did some of the funniest little poses. And it was, she is just the sweetest dog. So yeah, this trip was about dogs and friends, because there was a dog theme throughout too.
Yeah, yeah, so. It was just nice. Yeah. And I keep feeling like, well, after this whole thing, I got a definite feeling like things are shifting. And I think that's like, in general, I feel that with maybe, if you feel this way, I mentioned this morning on the show, it's like the tides are turning kind of thing, the new chapter, it just feels like things are shifting. So,
yeah. Well, I would have to agree, as I feel like I did do a little purge. So I feel like, last time I was in Arkansas, my whole life changed. So, so, you know, this is definitely probably the next step, the next catalyst to moving into the next thing, whatever it is.
No, see, how cool is that? Because last time you were in the class and you got activation and your whole life changed. And then this time you're in a crystal mine. Digging up crystals.
You're right in the middle of it.
We're in another cool place. We'll talk about that again. But I bet that was all, I wondered about that, if it was either like more activation, but the thing about crystals, those are used for things like that. So something was probably going on.
Okay, let's see. We got some questions. Do we know what kind of crystals these are? I know that these are
quartz. They are quartz crystals.
Like they're quartz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these are quartz also.
You get in Arkansas, you get quartz crystals.
So yeah, they mostly look like this. Mm-hmm. Now the local girls got some scores, because they were able to bring home the big gigantic stones and wash them up. And they had some large, I don't know what you call that, but they're coming out of the stone.
The clusters. It's a cluster.
The clusters, yeah. So I am not a crystal person. You're going to learn that real quick about me.
I just threw out some terms for somebody that's not a crystal person. I was like, that's quartz, and that's and that's a cluster. So
look at this. I think this was the very first clear one I found, because I remember being very excited about that baby. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, so
what's it like out there? Let's give her. I want you to tell everybody you in a mine? Were you in a cave doing this digging?
No, and I was asked that earlier, how was the cave, the crystal cave? And said, well, it wasn't in a cave. So they go through and they pull the rocks from the cliff sides, and then they bring them up to the main area and dump the rocks out. And then you go mine through that. So there's piles of dirt and you go mine through it and find the
when you say mine, I mean, you're going to have to, when you say mine, what do you mean?
I mean, I'm digging through with have a little rake, and I'm just clumping through the dirt, trying to break the dirt up so that I can see if there's any stones or crystals inside that.
Yeah. And then, I mean, sometimes I feel like an archaeologist. I'm like,
yeah. Oh no. I'm like, next time I'm going to have this and that and a wheelbarrow, and I'm going to drive so I can haul it all home. No. So yeah. It wasn't such a big drive, but, no, it's just in big open area that they pour the piles of dirt, and then you go out and you can filter through that and find the crystals. So that one is not a cave. It is not a mine. It is.
Yeah, they pull it from the mine.
And even that's not a cave. It's the side of the mountain where they, or at least that was my impression with the pictures that I took, is that they're carving out the rock and stone from the side of the mountain.
I always thought it was in a cave, but I could be wrong. So,
Well, let me tell you, I can find the pictures, and then everybody else can be.
I mean, that's my, because
that's it might be a mine, and then I was just seeing the pathway back up to it. Mm-hmm. But,
You could be very right. I'm not disputing that. I just
Okay, so I could go through some of these pictures if you guys want.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I probably, can you? All right, good.
Can you see it? Okay. So this was the driveway up to the house. There's a little blue, what did you call that? The happy?
Oh, like a bluebird of happiness.
Bluebird of happiness. See, everything about this trip, it's all in the magic. There's our big baby that came to visit. And what is this? This is the office.
That Laura this is came mom's for. Original, that was her very first office.
Yeah, with a little Photoshop.
Now, yeah, exactly. We had to Photoshop because it had a sign on it. It had some things out in front that, you know, belonged to the business. Now,
the 5 o'clock somewhere. I just thumbed through that 5 o'clock somewhere. So that's the deck that we're all out on. See the view? Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. But the 5 o'clock somewhere, I walked into the office and there's all of these somewhere in here. We will get to the crystal mines. Hold on. Oh, I do have to share this though. Look at that dog. I mean, hello, that dog knows a camera. So here we are. This is the mines.
Yeah. So that's that we go into.
Yeah. Oh, what was I just talking about? I lost it because I got in the mines now. It's all good. Anyway, so this is what it looks like. This is the area that we were sifting around through and finding. And
yeah, so they dump the dirt on these two sides of this road and then you just go through there and dig.
Okay, so this is where they're pulling it from was my interpretation of what I was viewing. There's some of the view from up there. It was gorgeous. I'm telling you, Arkansas is gorgeous. Okay. Now, this is what you're bringing home and you're just hoping something is in there. And this is the one that had the clusters on it. And little Leah is hauling that up. But the clusters will look like that. That was one of the rocks that were up there in the viewing area. So I took a picture of this because it looks like this is where they're pulling the dirt from.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that looks like it.
Yeah. So anyways, it's just gorgeous up here. And the people were friendly and nice. It was just a nice event all around. So there we are. Okay, this picture cracks me up because I showed it to the girls and they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool how you put the heart in the middle. I was like, I did what? I didn't do that on purpose. So that's just how that works out.
That good. Right?
But
you're just that, you're that good that it just happens spontaneously. Hearts jump in the middle of your pictures.
They really did. And I thought that was so cool because we're looking at that going, wow, how did we do that? We just, I wasn't paying attention, but there it is. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so that is the pictures of the mining.
Yeah, the crystal mining day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun. And we got really hot and sweaty and dirty. And you definitely want to take a shower when you get back. So,
or just crash in exhaustion.
And then just, it could end either way because you're going to be tired. But it's a good day. Okay. Good day. Anything else about that day?
I think that was...
That's Julia did all the driving.
That's because I'm a control freak and I love to know.
She did admit that on the drive because we're like, do you want any of us to take nope. I like the control.
I do.
We love honesty. So, okay then. So be it.
So. But also, I couldn't complain.
That's right. That's right. Anything. Driving too fast, driving too slow. Yeah. Oh, and we saw so many deer. Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. It is the land of deer. Lots of deer. And they know that you will slam on your brakes if they get in front of you. And I think they think it's a game.
It could be. Remember, reindeers play games.
Well,
the reindeer games. Yeah.
Well, Arkansas deer play games too. So.
Well, reindeer and deer, I mean, they're all part of the same family, so.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
That's how I looked at it.
They're little.
The coolest one was when we were bringing you back, so that we can get to that one. That was just so cool, that trip. We have many more adventures to talk about here. So, okay, so, because these are the planned ones that we're talking about right now. Then we get into the extracurricular.
That's right. We get into God's plan. We plan, God laughs, and that's what happens.
Exactly. So So now we're on the fourth day, and this is when we go to, and we go to the cave. It's called Fantastic Caverns. I had never been there before. It's a crystal cave. And it's a ride through cave. And they said it was the only one in North America. Is that right? That's right. There's only like four in the whole world that they drive you through. And this is the only one in North America. So,
So are we going there with pictures?
Yeah. But that, tell you everybody, this is the only way I will go in. I think I've been in one another country that was, I walk in, but they guaranteed me there were no little squatty places, but I don't go in caves. I'm not a spelunker.
several times I had talked about being claustrophobic, mm-hmm. right? So I was like, okay, as long as there's no squishy parts, we talked about it.
Yeah.
I loved the cave. I loved it.
It was great. Yeah.
The energy in that cave was so amazing. And mm-hmm. the auditorium part, you know, I was just like, I was telling Julia, wouldn't it be cool if somebody was like singing in here? And then we found out that they did do that.
Yeah, they had operas. They had a
jazz thing or something. Yeah, so people were sneaking in and out of that cave doing things for years. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because they didn't have the Jeeps running through there.
No, they had to do the walking on that one. But mm-hmm. yeah, so do we want to show some of those?
Yeah.
Okay, so hopefully you guys are all watching the video on this and not just the audio. Okay, are we there? Can you see it?
We are here.
Okay, so there's the group. We're about ready to get started. We're having some fun entering the fantastic caverns, and we had some time before our little cart took off, so I had some fun with pictures.
So yeah, they were actually on our little train. We looked out. They pulled us up to the front and said, "Here, you guys can have the front car if you want it."
Yeah. So this is how you enter. That wasn't intimidating at all. I was like, "Okay, that's pretty low."
That was the first duck point, but you know, at least they weren't bad. I mean, we could do it.
Yeah, but the payoff was wonderful. These were fantastic, as they say. But yeah, the energy in there was really, really well. I think part of it was so hot, and then we go in the cave and it's like 60 degrees. And it's like, yeah, oh, it feels so good. Mm-hmm. But didn't they say it stays like 60 degrees year round?
I think so. Yeah.
So that was impressive to find that out too. But beautiful, beautiful formations in there. Mm-hmm. And they said it took, what, 100 years to make 1 inch of these little drippy, I call them drippy castles, and I can't get it out of my head, the little drippy cones there. For each inch, it takes 100 years for that to form. So that's why
they did this drive-through. They don't want anybody touching anything. They want it controlled. And that's whales.
There's summer ducking, because there is a couple of spots you gotta duck.
Yep. Yeah.
And there was, that part, that was a massive piece growing out from the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And then, there is this pipe over here. Oh, they had a cute story about somebody drilling for water and going through the cavern or the cave. So look at this formation though. That is, mm-hmm. how long has that been there, right?
Yeah.
So that's the cave. We're going to get into more of our personal, you tell them about that piece.
Yeah, those were the, when they first, there's a whole story when they first discovered, this man on his farm discovered it. And it was like, then when they decided to start excavating, they put out a post, you know, that they needed people to come and help to do it. And the next morning, he opens his door. I mean, they said they have their volunteers and the people that want to, and it's 12 young women that came to volunteer to do that. They were the first ones to go in there. So that cave was excavated by young women. And these are the women, they wrote their names on this stone in a charcoal or something that memorialized their work there.
Yeah. It's a cool story. And the fact that has stayed there, and the gal that was driving our little tram thingy, she said she wasn't sure what they used to write it on there, but like coal or something, but she said it will stay there because it's preserved in there. It will be there probably forever. It's like, oh man, that's so crazy, because it looks so fresh. It's like, huh, did they retouch it up? And she's like, no, that's the way it looks. So Yeah. What were they? Oh, the military. They were talking about the military using the caves, and that's what this little spot was about. That was interesting too. But okay, so I'm going to take it off of that. You've seen enough of the caves.
And I do want you to talk about that she had a story, because we're just taking you on our adventure and so cool things that were happening. So I hope you kind of, I guess it's kind of like a travelogue that we're doing here, but this is really fun. You could hear it better, but she was talking about that they discovered a ghost or spirit or something in the cave.
Oh, yeah. There's a woman in a polka dot dress, I believe she said, that walks around the cave singing. And she said last Sunday or something? So it was a couple weeks ago. She went in the cave because she had to go shut down. There's one spot in there that has a screen, a theater screen, and they play a little video.
Right.
She had to go shut the video down. She said she came in there to shut the video down, and all of a sudden she was hearing something that sounded like yelling. So she recorded it, and then when she played it back, she could hear it. It sounded like singing.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Were you goose bumping and doing all that?" She's just like, "No, it was just
she was the only one in there, right? There was nobody else.
The only one in there, yeah." And so, anyway, she did get it on a recording, and she said she turned that into somebody, ghost hunters or something. And,
right? Yeah, somebody official.
Yes, because it was so clear on her recording. She said you could hear it, and it did kind of freak her out, but at the same time, she knew about the ghost, so she wanted to record it and see what she could get.
Yeah,
she did.
And actually, this is great because she said she was skeptical, and so she had a healthy skepticism, and so that's probably why she had the wherewithal to record, you know, because she was like, "Oh, this is
she did something." In this creepy cave, shutting all the lights off.
Yeah.
What's that sound? What is that? But you know, they talked about the speakeasy and the operas or whatever the music stuff that was going on in there. So somebody going to the cave to sing, you know, I don't know if some foul play happened there or not, but you know, that could be part of the story, or it could be somebody that just enjoyed it so much that they go there.
Might look back to that time, yeah, and see if anybody's missing.
Yeah.
Are there records back to then?
Anybody in a polka dot dress missing?
Yeah.
Oh man, and the spot that they had to enter, because they didn't have that opening that we were showing you in those pictures where we were driving through, that they made that opening. So the spot that they had to enter was like they had to crawl through this little space, and it's like, no thanks. I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, let's crawl through this little hole to the cave.
Those were very brave people.
They were, yeah.
I was born in the right time now when you have ride-throughs. You have jeeps that take you in.
Okay, I'm going to go over to our chat really quick, and I'm going to laugh at Lenny for laughing at me for saying drippy castles. Okay. Oh, they're trying to provoke us to go to New York now. Okay. And the diamond mines. Yeah, we talked about the diamond mines.
Yeah. I went there once just to kind of scope it out, and it was like, the diamond mines, I mean, there's this huge fields, and you kind of do the similar thing, you know, you're going through, but it's, you're not guaranteed to find, but these crystal mines, you will find stuff. And for me, it's about the journey of finding something. I'm not necessarily looking for something valuable. It's, you know, but if you can go to the diamond mines, it's going to be more challenging. It's going to take a little more work to actually find
something. Dedication, more patience. Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, I have patience, but not for things like that.
What do you have patience for? I know, and it's going to come up here in a little bit. The last day, you had patience for me.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it's people I have, and certain things I have patience for, but stuff like that, if I'm going through into hours and hours and hours and sifting through a bunch of dirt, and, you know, I mean, I have to get in a different frame of mind. On a hot day like what we had, I would not be in that place.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was, we had to surrender to the heat. I was like, I really wanted to keep going, but I could tell that I was going to have heat exhaustion or heat stroke if I kept going, because it was hot.
Yeah.
And there was no shelter there, so there's nowhere. Some people thought to bring umbrellas. There is a campground there, though, if anyone's interested. Mm-hmm. There is a campground up there, and you can camp while you're, you know, and go off and on and go in and out, but we didn't have that option. We were like, either sit in the car with the air conditioner running or, you know, be out in the extreme heat digging. And so it was a short lived, but it was wonderful. I got more than enough because I don't think I could have fit more in my, I just have to give the high five to Leah though. She was the winner. She stayed out there like a little trooper. And at one point I asked her, how did you stay out there so long? She goes, I saw him dumping that truck. And I thought, okay, I have a half hour left of me. I can do this. So I am curious what she ended up going home with, because she really loaded down her luggage. It took two of us to get it out of the car. I hope the little wheels made it to the check-in. Oh my goodness. So yeah, that was good. That was good. Oh, and then we went, okay, so is there anything else with that day?
No, I don't think so. I think we're,
And then we went to Eureka Springs. Mm-hmm. And that's when we had the torrential downpour.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, now we're on. No, the next day we just kind of stayed around town. The fifth day we just and did things around here. We kind of, I remember what all we did. We just that was our relaxing day, because we had two full days.
Yeah, we went out to breakfast, and we went and I think we saw the girls, and what did we do? It's all a blur now.
We hung out
at the house a little bit. We went to your house and met Rocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we went to dinner. That day was about eating. Really.
It was.
Granny's restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Granny's restaurant is right across from that little, what was Mom's first office. So that gives you a little bit of lay of the land. That's where. Oh, and then you have some pictures of Leah with Granny, right? Oh. We were all with Granny.
Let me see if I can pull those up. I may or may not have disposed of the picture thing that I was doing. Let's see. Got to get it back up, but I'll find it so we can keep talking. But yeah, so I always hear about Granny's. I was always the thing. Oh, I went to Granny's and had dinner. And it's like, that just sounds so amazing. I got to know this place, right? So, okay. So I'm going to thumb through these pictures really fast while we're talking about it. But really sweet home cooking at Granny's, and nice portions. You're not going to leave hungry. Oh, there it was.
Well, any place in, especially Huntsville, I was going to say, any place you eat here, I think you get.
Yeah. You get
huge portions.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think I gained that much. Oh. Yeah. Okay, so here's Granny. So yeah, we had that. That was cute. And then that picture of the donkey in the trailer earlier, there's Leah with Granny. That is a very large statue of a granny.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's, you know, she's very, I don't want to say she's very big, but she's got, you know, she's got quite a reputation. So she's, you know, bigger than life.
Right. She was bigger than life. And so are her portions.
Yes.
There's a lot of food there. Oh no, Tiffany's calling me out on the meatloaf. You know what? We did not make it back to the meatloaf.
Yeah, we intended to, but
Tiffany, I was supposed to be on an airplane.
Yes.
But we'll get to that.
So, and I'm looking at the time, so we're going to have to probably get to it.
Get to it. Okay, so.
That's the last day, is we're going to Eureka, and we're going to do that on the way to the airport.
Yeah. So we were going to go to Eureka's. Mm-hmm. Sorry. She's doing a crying face.
I know. She really wants you to have.
Have to go back, Tiffany. I just have to go back, and you'll come with me, and we'll have some meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, so anyways, we go to Eureka Springs, and it just starts pouring down rain on us. And so that was its own adventure, to see straight while driving. And I think, you know, when your passenger keeps going, do you want me to drive? It's like, why am I making you nervous? it was really coming down.
You couldn't see the road. It was torrential rain.
It was. I'm sitting there thinking we're supposed to be walking around.
Mm-hmm. Eureka, yeah.
Eureka.
That was the plan.
And if you've never been to the little town of Eureka Springs, Arkansas, it is absolutely adorable. And so many unique little fun buildings there. And so we really wanted to go to the crystal store and then just kind of walk around and look around, but it was pouring down rain. So
we went
the fun
to
the part is.
Yeah, we did go to the crystal store.
We did go to the crystal store, and then we went to the haunted hotel. Mm-hmm. To eat.
I mean, hey, we're into ghosts now, you know, so we might as well keep on that theme.
But here we.
We have
I didn't even realize it was a theme until you said that. But yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
But we go where we want to eat, and then somehow that came up. It's like, oh yeah, the haunted hotel.
Hotel. Let's go eat there. But first, before we eat there. We're driving down this pouring down rain and this couple gets out. They just got married. She's in her wedding dress. He's dressed nice. And their transportation is a motorcycle. So they jump on this motorcycle. And of course, Leah's right there with her camera going, oh, that's so cute. She takes a picture of them. And we're just sitting there going, that's like something out of a movie, you know, and they're riding off in the pouring down rain. So then we decide, okay, this isn't going to work right here. Why don't we go get lunch at the haunted hotel? So we go to the haunted hotel and there's that couple.
Mm-hmm.
She's just soaked to the bone. Mm-hmm. And they're taking pictures in these really cool places in the haunted hotel. I'm sure it has a name. What's the name of the hotel?
The Crescent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You'll never hear me say that. It's always the haunted hotel. So.
And anybody from in this area will know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. So we go in and we want to go upstairs, but they're kind of taking pictures on the stairs. So we decided to be part of it. Right. So, mm-hmm. So we got a picture with her. And I probably have that somewhere. I don't know. Oh, I don't think I posted that. Mm. I don't think I did because I would have had to explain it in the picture. Right. But anyways, we did take a picture with her. And so then we go up to, it's the top floor, right? Where it's the bar.
Yeah. It was on the penthouse. Yeah. It called it the penthouse. So
it's the top floor. It's overlooking. It's beautiful, although it was raining, and they serve amazing pizza. It was delicious. The crust, I was just like, give me more of that doughy yummy goodness. And what do I dip it in? Beautiful ranch dressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my ranch butchers were getting more delicious. So I'm looking at our time anyways. Lo and behold, here comes the couple. They got done taking all their pictures and now they're in there eating. So Leah says, oh, do you think they would like that picture I took of them? So I went over and asked them and made friends and sent them a picture. And now Leah is now pen pals with them. I'm just kidding. I don't
know. Right.
But anyways, I thought that was cute too, because we were able to get them that picture of them riding off in the rain. And the motorcycle, and they didn't have a picture like that, so they were excited to get it. So I thought the synchronicities were wonderful.
Absolutely.
So then we're off to the airport. Now we got to do rapid fire. Off to the airport, drop off Leah. Leah has her own problems with mm-hmm. her flight. She got to Dallas okay, I think. But.
Remember, we were having rain, so it's like, okay. And I was wondering, are there going to be some weather related things going on? But you guys are like, no, everything looks like it's fine. And then all of a sudden, right as it got close to the time of the flight, it was like, okay, she had like a half hour delay or something like that.
Yeah. And then she was on the plane already. And then they were sitting on the runway. Mm-hmm. And then I'm at a different airport an hour away from where Leah was, which is about 2 hours away from where Julia is.
Keep that in mind.
So I get there and I go to drop off my keys and realize, okay, nobody's at the Avis check-in for the car rental. So I'm supposed to drop the keys off, but I was also supposed to have the stupid little piece of paper that they gave me in the beginning that I threw in the glove box. And I had to go all the way down this long and freaking, I'm going to clean up my language corridor to get back to that car. And I was tired. Gosh, Jesus. So I truck back out there, get it all set away, throw it in the box. And then I'm thinking, oh, I better see if they make sure they didn't change my gate. And I pull up my ticket because I just screenshot my loading pass thing. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see that it was canceled. And about the time I was dropping Leah off would have been about the time they probably sent me an email that said my flight was canceled. So I didn't get it because I was driving. Mm-hmm. And so I get there and unfortunately turned in my car, and I get told my flight's canceled. And then there's like nobody there to help me. So I'm in this airport, and it's a little airport. It's cute, but it's little. And seriously, I'm the only one there. There was one security person walking through once, but anyways, they did get me changed on a flight for the next day in the same airport that Leah was flying out of. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Leah is laid up in Dallas. So as we're all getting caught up with each other, Julia's on her way to rescue me from the airport that's now 2 hours away from her. And Leah's stranded in Dallas, and yeah.
I can't go get her.
No, we're not getting her. We're not extending that party. But I do have to say, oh, yes, you were talking about the deer and all of that. There was a lot of activity.
And that was the coolest thing. Well, I have never seen that happen before, except in an animated cartoon. And that's how it looked. We were coming back here because and just as we're on this dirt road to my house, and we're coming on to like the property, because we've been seeing deer all over.
Oh, and the moon was out. The moon was out because the clouds had finally cleared away.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And there was a deer on each side of the road facing each other, right at the same place. And just as I was starting to approach, then they each backed up like a gate was opening. It was the coolest thing.
You may enter.
Exactly. And they were looking, they were just looked so majestic. And
you know, one was a male and one was female, right?
Because I don't know those kind of details.
Had the horns, and I don't think the other one did. So I'm going to just go with that.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just so cool. They just walked backwards. It wasn't like they turned around. They each walked backwards. I've only seen that in animated, like Bambi, you know, or something. I mean, that's
the Bambi moment.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
I'm telling you, you live in a magical place. And, you know, it wanted to hold on to me.
And it tried very hard.
Tried very hard to keep me there. It was interesting. But okay, so real quick, my flight's the next day. You bring me to the airport, you drop me off, we both say Hail Mary because we're at that point now. And it's like bittersweet. We're gonna part ways. Mm-hmm. And I go and get on the airplane. We're like 10 minutes delayed, maybe 15 or something. And I'm like, I'm on the plane. And everybody's cheering. Whoa. On the plane. And then the plane takes off. We're in the air. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to make my connecting flight. This is awesome. Thank you, God. And then we fly. And then pretty soon the guy gets on and he goes, well, I got some bad news for you. The weather in Dallas is not going to permit us to land. So we're going back to XNA and we're going to refuel because we're running out of fuel. We're like, oh man, we got to turn around and fly back. Well, it turns out we never flew off.
we were
in circles and nobody told us we were flying in circles. So we were landed in 10 minutes. And it's like, how in the heck are we landing in 10 minutes? We've been flying forever. And anyway, so then somebody was like, oh yeah, we were flying in circles. So apparently they had to leave the ground in order to get permission to land in Dallas. So they had to be in the air already. So we were in the air. That was what I was told anyway. So anyways, flying circles around Fayetteville. So I was like, oh my gosh, we didn't even leave Fayetteville. So we landed. I'm telling the girls, we just landed again in XNA. And they're like, no. I was like, what is it about Arkansas? Does not want to let me go. It just keeps sucking me back. Anyways, I did eventually get there. And then other miraculous things happened. Got home.
Yeah, so many miracles were happening. And it's, that might be my, we could probably take a whole show with what happened after that.
Yeah, my story of the airport alone could be an hour. So, but at that, we are at the closing point of this show.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So how can people find you, Tracy?
Apparently I'll be in Arkansas because it's only that. But it loved me as much as I loved it. That's all I'll say. I did tell the girls it was hard to leave. Literally, it was hard to leave. But you can find me at tracymahan.com, or you can find me at qhhtofficial.com under Find a Practitioner. So that would be how. Julia, how do people find out more about QHHT, Soul Speak, Julia Cannon, the Miraculous Arkansas?
I don't know about those things, but QHHT, go to the same website, qhhtofficial.com. You'll find out all the information you need to about courses that we have and what's going on. We have all these online courses and some live courses coming up. So run over there and see what you want to do. And then juliacannon.com will take you to my online Soul Speak course.
That's right.
Really cool. So you get all the information on that.
I finally got a signed book out of that. That was the other thing. I have seen Julia how many times over the last 2 years, and I keep forgetting to bring my Soul Speak book. So I finally brought that. And it has some beautiful words written in it.
And a pretty person, right?
And then she had to prove it by coming to get me at the airport. Mm-hmm. Do you love me? Because you're going to have to come get me at the airport.
Exactly. But now. Help. Anyway, it was
wonderful. I sounded like the peacock. Help.
It was a wonderful trip. And I think we both finally kind of recuperated it about yesterday.
Oh, mine's still. I'm still
recouping. Okay. I finally started feeling like I'm back, feeling back to normal about yesterday. I feel like where I can start doing things. Yes. So it was a lot of stuff we were doing. I felt like I was in live class again.
Yeah, we were going full speed ahead. Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. So anyways, well, it was wonderful. And yeah.
Thank you all for joining us on this trip. I mean, for this memory lane.
Exactly.
Excursion, whatever you want to call it. Our crystal adventure.
The big adventure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of it was fun. Thank you so much for having me last week and for always having me on the show and being able to share.
Thank you for being here.
My little new babies are happy. And so until next week, you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.